This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. College football carrier pigeon time. It says right here on the notes, near the top of the notes, because we got to some of this yesterday, but we did not get to USC, who blew another one.
Yep.
And this one to Maryland, who last I checked wasn't that good.
No, they're not.
But maybe they are.
No, they're not. I watched some of that game. I can assure you that Maryland is not very good.
What is up with USC blowing games?
Well, USC, from what I've seen, and now to be fair, I do not watch the USC games the way I watch the Oregon games. I'm certainly not going back and rewatching. I've caught good hunks of several USC games, including these ones that they're blowing. And two things. One, Miller Moss is really talented that makes really bad decisions. Like, and
but
by the way,
isn't it like late in the game he makes bad decisions?
Well, he makes bad decisions sometimes even early in the game. Like, he's problematic. He is, at times he looks like one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And then other times he makes plays that you just sit there and stare at and are like, dude, what are you doing? Like, these are throws that you cannot make. As the quarterback of a team that wants to be any sort of contender. And then also with USC's defense, I think depth kind of plays a role because I think they get worn down, and I think they have inexplicable lapses at the end of ball games. I mean, they did it at the Maryland game. Penn State converted 2 4th and I think 8 pluses on their last drive against Michigan. All they needed to do was tackle Michigan. Michigan had to go on a 2-minute drill, and they had the inability to throw the ball. And Michigan ended up breaking like a 65 plus yard run to basically win that game. USC is, this is going to sound, USC is the best 4-loss team in the country. When you watch USC, you look at them and they say they should be so much better than this. But I think the depth is a concern. I think their top end talent is very, very inconsistent. I think Miller Moss, he's fine, but Miller Moss is not the guy that we thought he was going into the start of season. He is a feast and famine sort of guy. And this is where I'll put it on Lincoln Riley. It's one of the most undisciplined teams in the country. Details matter. And when you look at like kind of the process of putting together a team, and this is like, and this is true at any level, right? When we see someone like Lanning or, you know, I don't know. That's probably a poor example. Give me someone like Nick Saban, right? Nick, who was how many times have you seen Nick Saban at the end of a blowout game or in the second quarter against Tallahassee JUCO, and Nick Saban is losing his ass, right? He's freaking out, and you're like, dude, calm down. But what he's doing there is he's building in habits that when you do those things, and this is why like Jim Harbaugh comes in and immediately has a team playing better. It's the same players. Why does he get more out of his guys? Because he expects it. Day in and day out, you build habits. You build little things that when you do them correctly over and over and over again, those will manifest itself in the biggest moments. And USC might be the worst team in the country at doing that. They remind me, honestly, of those old DeAnthony Lynn Charger teams that you just cannot trust them at the end of ball games to make simple plays. Because I'm telling you, watching USC lose these last 3 weeks, it is not big plays that are killing USC.
So DeAnthony Lynn is the defensive coordinator there?
It's his son that's the defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was with the Chargers with like Staley?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about Anthony Lynn.
Yes.
Right?
I'm talking about
he's the dad.
He's the dad.
He was the coach of the Chargers.
The Chargers that did this exact same thing.
Well, and Staley's Chargers did this too.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And that's where I just put that on.
And now DeAnthony Lynn is Anthony's kid, and he's the defensive coordinator at USC.
Yes.
Maybe Brandon Staley's son would like to coach the Trojans offense.
And they could continue to lose games. They're just...
Yeah, it's weird.
They are the least disciplined, least attention to detail team in college football.
I hate that they suck because now that there is no Pac-12, and they don't suck. I just mean, you know, they're kind of being laughed at. You lose to Maryland. Dude, somebody just texted in. And I looked it up. Maryland lost to Northwestern at home by four touchdowns.
Yeah, they're not good.
Northwestern.
Yeah.
And they lost to Michigan State. And so USC can't even beat them. The reason that pisses me off a little bit, like I kind of want USC to be good, is because without the Pac-12, I think it makes the Pac-12, the old Pac-12, look really, really bad when USC, one of the flagship programs, goes to the Big Ten and can't even get out of Maryland with a win.
Looks like a bunch of clowns.
Yes, thank God for Oregon.
Yeah.
Because it seems like the old Pac-12 teams are really adept at blowing games late now. Like Washington did against Rutgers. USC's done it three times. Cal's done it three times, maybe twice. Freaking Colorado blew that game to Kansas State. They had them. I mean, what is going on? Who's winning?
USC has been outscored
by
double digits in the fourth quarter in their last three losses, Minnesota, Penn State, Maryland.
That's so weird.
You know, when you're, and this is why I feel somewhat bad for the defense, and that, again, I just don't think that the overall depth is there and their defense is having to be on the field a bunch, and Miller Moss puts them in bad situations because he turns the ball over. But, you know, when you play good defense for three and a half quarters, and then in the fourth quarter, the floodgates open, I can maybe excuse a little bit with depth, but a lot of that to me is just coaching or better protect your team. You know, close out games running the ball, tell your quarterback to not turn it over in big moments. And if you're Lincoln Riley, you got to take a long, hard look in the mirror because it's embarrassing that this USC team is a four loss team. The only loss, I can't even say a loss is really legitimate. They were better than Michigan. I thought they were better than Minnesota. That may be the one that, believe it or not, I think that may be the most excusable loss that they've had. No reason to lose to Michigan. No reason to lose to Penn State. No reason to lose to Maryland. So at worst, I'll say that that should be a one-loss team against Minnesota. So when that happens, just like we put it on Lynn, we put it on Staley, this needs to sit on Lincoln Riley's head. And I'm a Lincoln Riley guy. I tend to defend Lincoln Riley because everyone bashes him. I think he's a pretty good coach. Actually, I thought he's a really, really good coach. But at some point, what does Denny Green say? They are who we thought they are. And at this point,
I think it's were.
Were. Yeah. USC is they're choke artists. They cannot come through in the clutch. And I don't mind if you get beat in the clutch, right? I don't mind when a team makes a big play, right? Sometimes the other guy, the other kid's got a scholarship and he's making big plays and you got to learn to live with that. I thought, you know, Oregon and Ohio State, same thing. No one lost that game. It was just two heavyweight, you know, teams and Oregon made a play or two more than Ohio State did. USC is actively losing games by being undisciplined and piss poor in situational football.
I think the other thing that Lincoln Riley is realizing, and I think he realized it a little bit last year, but when he was at Oklahoma in the Big 12, he had so much more talent than everyone that it didn't matter. And they didn't go up against any top 10, even 15 defenses. And so now that you're in the Big 10, and even a little bit when he was in the Pac-12, you're going up against top 15, top 10 defenses, and you're getting exposed on where he didn't recruit. He doesn't like recruiting in the trenches. They still only have one 300-pound defensive lineman, and the tackle play that they have on the offensive line is horrific. What they need to do is go out and recruit Matter Day and St. John's Bosco, and you should be dominating your area in LA and getting those offensive linemen to come in. Because if you get those guys to come in and you give them a year or two, they're going to turn into one of the better O-lines in the country. I mean, I know Texas didn't show it against Georgia, but they're one of the better O-lines, and that's what Sark did when he came in right away. He got the offensive lineman that he wanted from the high schools in that area.
So this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's all right there in his backyard, and he just doesn't...
It's not working. For whatever reason, it is not resonating. And you know, some people are going to say their NIL is a bit of a mess. Other people say that, you know, that his eye's off the ball and that he's not there's been some talk that I've seen on Twitter where some of the modern day people are saying they don't even come to our school. That Lincoln Riley is trying to go down into Texas. He's trying to go down into Florida. And a lot of the California people are like, well, F you, man. You don't want to look at us. Then we'll send our guys somewhere else.
That's just weird.
He's not taking care of his backyard and that he's not being well received. And I'm not trying to say that there's a similarity here. I guess I kind of am. I just don't want it to go to this level. You know where I heard this? And it's not the same because one's in Seattle and one's in down in LA. There's different recruiting beds. This is what you heard about Jimmy Lake. That Jimmy Lake came in and pissed off a lot of the local high school talent. And when you go down and you're in Texas and you're in Louisiana, you're in Alabama, you're down in Florida. Certainly when you go to Southern California, I don't think this applies as much when you're in Oregon and Washington because there's just not that many kids. Dude, you better get in good with the high schools. You better put a fence around your area. And they're not getting the national kids they're looking for, which is one thing, but they're losing out on California's best kids. And a lot of those kids are going to Oregon. A lot of those kids are going to Texas. A lot of the kids are going across the country. And Lincoln Riley is just, he's not hitting
on. So could it be that when they hired him, he just went back to what he knew, and that was the areas that he used to recruit
possible
to players?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He also doesn't relate to O-linemen. Like, it's very clear. Yeah. O-linemen and D-linemen, they're a little bit different, and you kind of have to be a little more hard-nosed, and he doesn't relate to them.
Couple of texts, Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326. Maybe USC is tanking for the number one prospect. Trust the process. Oh, wait.
Well, this season's gone. And next season is a big one for Lincoln Riley. Like, I don't think he can afford four or five losses next year.
One more, he's probably fired.
Yeah.
USC killed the Pac-12 after Larry Scott and the Presidents, of course. I hope they continue to suck forever. Yeah. That's fair. I get that.
Yeah,
but it just makes the old Pac-12 look bad when USC goes to the Big Ten and can't even get out of Maryland.
But I would also like to point out that anyone that thinks that, the original plan for the Big Ten was Oregon and USC, and then the TV network said, no, we want just the LA school. So whoever would have been tagged to go along with USC would have done it. So you can blame USC, but had Fox come and said, we want Oregon and USC, or we want Oregon and Washington, or we want who, anyone would have gone. So you'd be mad at USC, but that's, I don't know. That's
all right. Well,
it's a little, to me, misguided.
I saw somebody on the tweets over the weekend say, did Lincoln Riley set two blue bloods back in one move? I thought that was pretty funny and kind of true because Oklahoma's struggling.
They look bad.
So life comes at you fast. USC was ranked as high as number 9. Now they're tied with UCLA just ahead of Purdue for last in the Big Ten.
Yep.
Isn't that wild?
It is crazy.
They're tied with UCLA, dude.
Yep. The only thing you can say about USC as opposed to like Oklahoma is because you're losing these games, you would think that another year of hopefully decent recruiting, another year under a defensive scheme, another year of Lincoln Riley pulling his head out of his ass, that next year, it shouldn't be. If you are 10% better than what you are right now, you're a top 10 team in the country. So if you're looking for a bright side for USC, is Florida State looks like they've got a mountain to climb. Oklahoma looks like they've got a large hill to climb. USC just has to get out of their own way and go over a couple speed bumps, and they'll be okay on the other side. It's just a question of whether they can.
All right, college football audio next. Jim Mora Jr. is up to his old tricks, and Kenny Dillingham may just get his kicker.
Dilly dilly.
On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.